putting the community back into local radio. This is Vectis Radio.
I have in the studio our guest for today. We've got David, who's from Wroxall Weather. Good morning.
Hi, Kevin.
Just crank you a little bit, yes. So you're not here necessarily to talk about the weather, are you? Although it's been quite interesting of late.
Yeah, the weather has been really interesting. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about some things Christmassy, Santa Tracker, White Christmas, and the Isle of Wight Christmas toy appeal.
Excellent. So there's a bunch of stuff to talk about. Let's talk about... Let's start with Wroxall Weather. Why do you do it?
It's what I do. I'm a trained meteorologist. Weather has always been my passion. Mm-hmm. Day one for me was the great storm of October.
Oh, that one. 87,
which
yes.
The hurricane that never was. And I was still at school then. So everything for me then was just weather. And over the years, I've done different jobs. I've always kept my interest in weather. But one day, I decided it was time for a change, so I sort of went for it. About 10 years ago, I sort of started Wroxall Weather. It's a little bit... It was unfortunately named, really, because at that time, I just sort of finished my real training. And I sort of got my professional weather equipment sort of set up. And it was at that point just for where I lived,
the
people in Wroxall. But then as I became more experienced and more sort of confident in my own sort of forecasting abilities, I then sort of started covering the island.
Right.
And yeah, sort of 10 years later, I'm sort of still going. You know, advising sort of the good people of the island what's sort of coming up weather-wise.
Good. Excellent stuff. So it's a passion of yours, and you just Google Wroxall Weather?
Yeah, you just Google it. It shows up on most of the search engines now. We're pretty much at top of the pages, I think, in all of them. Just search Wroxall Weather, and it will come up.
Excellent.
And then there's lots and lots of different things you can do on the site itself.
Okay, so that's the thing you do, but the thing you really wanted to talk about today was the Santa Tracker, wasn't it?
The Santa Tracker, it's my baby, really. I started it at the same time I started Wroxall Weather. And it's something that I always wanted to do. I mean, myself, I'm a huge sort of Christmas fan. Anybody that knows me personally, anybody that follows me on social media knows that, you know, we really love Christmas.
Yeah.
And being a family man with a young family, you know, I've got little kids that get really excited Christmas Eve, and, you know, you put them into bed at a reasonable time. You sort of give them a little while, don't you, so they can drop off to sleep. So
yeah.
Then mums and dads do what they need to do Christmas Eve. And it was a real struggle. And I sort of had this idea, and before Wroxall Weather, I was never really able to do it. So the opportunity came along with Wroxall Weather. So I made the Santa Tracker, put it on the website. And apart from being a lot of fun for the kids, because they can obviously see Santa, get closer to them, it's also a bit of a sort of parenting tool. It's to help get the sort of the little kids into bed a sensible time.
Of course,
time.
You can't be awake when Santa comes.
That's absolutely not, no.
Not going to happen.
Santa
no.
will not come in if he knows you're awake.
Absolutely. So, the Santa Tracker, how does it work? You just put in your address, or you just look at it and it tells you roughly where Santa is, or...?
No, you just go to the start. You just go to the page. There's lots of different things to do. There's the North Pole weather, which is obviously very important.
Yeah.
We've got some facts and figures about Santa himself.
Mm-hmm.
There's some colouring games which you can either do online, or you can print out and then colour in. And then on Christmas Eve, you've got the main Santa Tracker page itself. And I use one of my sort of satellite photos from my weather work of the UK and the island. and then I'm sort of able, I'm very lucky, I'm able to be linked in to the GPS system that Santa uses.
Oh, right, that's handy.
Very handy for me. And then I'm able to sort of know his whereabouts around the UK, and then mm-hmm. that information gets put onto the Santa tracker. So then the kids and parents watching at home, that they know pretty much where Santa is at all times.
Okay, so how do you find the Santa tracker?
You can either search for it, mm-hmm. Santa tracker. It becomes more popular every year. It really is getting quite big now. So if you sort of type in Santa tracker, it normally comes in second under NORAD, which
of course, yes.
is the biggest
yes.
one.
Yes, you're competing with a very large organisation.
Absolutely. But you know, they cover the whole world, and we're just looking at, our
light.
Sort of little part of it,
yes.
really. Or go to Roxall Weather, and then it's, there's links on the main page to the Santa tracker, and then
okay.
it takes you to all of that Christmas sort of
okay.
stuff.
Now, you do this out of the kindness of your heart, but you also need to have some financial help for it occasionally. You did mention to me you're looking for a sponsor for the tracker, or has that been found?
I am looking for a sponsor. I thought I had one a couple of weeks ago, but unfortunately, quite unexpectedly, they had their own funding cut.
Yeah.
So they were in the end unable to help me. So I am looking for a sponsor because, you know, I've got overheads, I've got costs, you know, to cover website fees and
yep.
and equipment replacement, that sort of thing. So if there is anybody out there that would like a chance to be a sponsor, bearing in mind that it's not just for the island, it's a UK
yes.
thing as well, so there is lots of mainland interest. And over sort of really starts getting busy sort of 2 weeks before Christmas, and then obviously Christmas week and Christmas Eve, it goes mental.
Yeah, of
but we're looking at well over a million hits for those
wow.
sort of for the month of December.
Oh wow, that's
so there's great opportunity for anybody that might be interested as a sponsor, because that's a lot of people seeing somebody's
indeed
name and logo.
Excellent. And they can contact you via the Roxall Weather website, should they be interested.
Absolutely, yeah. My email address is on there, or Facebook.
Okay, just yeah, just put in Roxall Weather in the search box in Facebook
yeah,
and it'll come up with you.
And it'll come up.
Okay, excellent stuff. What we'll do is we'll take a tune now, and then we'll come back and talk about the toy appeal, if that's okay with you.
That's fine.
A bit of Oasis then. We still have the band from Roxall Weather in the studio, and you're going to talk to us about the toy challenge, aren't you now?
Yes.
So what's the... Tell me about the toy challenge. What is it?
Okay, since the official Christmas toy appeal started, I offered to help straight away because I thought it was such a brilliant cause for the island.
Yes.
So I got in touch with the organisers and I said, look, if there's anything I can do to help, just let me know. And they got back to me and they said, oh, if you could put a sort of like a donation button on your website for us, that would be really good.
Okay.
And I obviously promote them as much as I can through social media, Twitter, Facebook. But they told me this year that they think that it's going to be quite a struggle this year to actually sort of get to their target.
Mm-hmm.
So I came up with the idea for myself to do this challenge. And it's hashtag 36-hour challenge. That's for the Twitter users out there.
Okay.
And basically, I'll be staying awake for the whole 36 hours.
Right, brave man.
But very brave. So I like my sleep, so that could well be a challenge. And what I will do, I'll update the website regularly. And all the different social medias, including Periscope, I'll be doing sort of live broadcasts.
You're going to stay awake live on Periscope?
Throughout the night.
Ooh.
on Periscope. And I'm asking people to follow the link to the toy appeal donation button on the page and donate anything they can that way. I've also been asking local businesses Again, for a good donation to the cause, if there's anything that I can sort of go in and do for them for 30 minutes or an hour, again, you know, that's sort of giving my time away for the cause, but it also helped me to stay awake.
Yes, part of the battle.
Absolutely. I should imagine the first sort of 24 hours won't be too bad.
Yeah.
But then the following day, which is the Saturday, I have to stay awake till 8 p.m. So if there is anybody out there that would like me to come in and wash a window or sweep the floor or
just something straightforward like that.
Anything really that they want me to do.
Yeah, I would, particularly if it's later on in the challenge, I wouldn't advise anything that requires too complicated motions.
You're going to
be losing it a bit by the end of 36 hours.
Yeah, no driving forklift trucks or anything.
So again, if this is going to be, you're going to be contactable through your website about this. If anybody wants to offer you a menial job to do, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Whilst you're half asleep.
Yes. I mean, hopefully it'll all be sort of prearranged beforehand.
Of course, yes.
I mean, I'm actually starting the challenge. It's Friday the 4th of December.
Right.
And I'll start at 8 a.m. and I'll go right through until Saturday the 5th. Till 8 p.m.
Okay.
So if anybody would like to get in touch nice and early and say, oh, we've got something you can do for an hour, you sort of come along and we'll put 50 quid in the bucket for the toy appeal or five toys, whatever,
yep.
Then I'd be more than happy to do it. And obviously, any company or business that helps out in that way, they'll get a mention on all the social media stuff and the website.
Okay.
And I'm sure that the toy appeal people themselves would also be very grateful.
Excellent stuff. Right, well, I'm in awe of someone doing something like that, because I know I've trouble staying awake for a normal day. But, to stay up 36 hours on purpose for the benefit of someone else, I applaud you for that.
Absolutely. And it will be a challenge. In every sense of the word, because I do like my sleep, you know. I like nothing more than a sort of early night, and especially on a weekend, a sort of late, lazy sort of lying on a Saturday or Sunday, kids permitting.
Yes.
So this is why I actually sort of picked the 36-hour challenge rather than the 24. I remember Philip Schofield last year for their ITV Christmas appeal.
Yes.
He sort of done different things throughout his 24-hour challenge to sort of stay awake, and I remember by the end of the challenge he looked pretty done in, so I thought I'd go that extra little mile to hopefully make it more appealing, and the ultimate goal is to get as much money or toys that we can for the toy appeal, which in my opinion is such a fantastic cause.
Excellent stuff. So for all the three things we've talked about, that's Roxall Weather, the Santa Tracker and the Toy Appeal, what's your website address?
The website address, if you go to any of your favourite search engines, just open a page and it's roxall-weather.co.uk.
roxall-weather.co.uk, and it's not just about Roxall, it's about everywhere.
It's about the entire island. Yep. We cover the entire island, and all the things we've talked about, all of those links, they're on the main page. So have a read, have a play. You know, you can click on something which shows you what the weather's doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So if if you think, "Cool, blimey, that was a strong wind gust," and you know, you can sort of look on the website and it will tell you exactly sort of how fast that was. And obviously, the toy appeal, the Santa tracker, and information about the challenge, everything is there.
Everything is there that you need.
Absolutely. Weather.
And if you want to sponsor the Santa tracker or help out with the toy challenge, of course, all the details are there too.
Yep.
Right, just to put you on the spot, just before we go, White Christmas?
White Christmas. If I had a pound, Calvin, every time I was asked about that. Realistically, it's too difficult to tell.
Yes, I know. We're miles away from it yet. We're miles away. But I thought I've got a weather guy in the studio. I've got to ask him.
Absolutely. I mean, if you ask me what Christmas Day, just what the general weather would be like, it would be fairly difficult to answer. But obviously the snow, that's a big challenge. I will say though that this year we do have a very good chance. Very good chance. Yeah. Biggest chance the island's had.
If it happens, you realise I will explode with excitement.
Absolutely.
Oh, well let's see what happens. I'll tell you what we might do. When we get a bit nearer and you've got a bit more of an idea, let me know. We'll get you either in or on the phone and you can have a chat about the probability of it. How about that?
Yeah.
Excellent stuff.
Love to.
Thank you very much for coming in.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Roxall-weather. And the rest of it will come out of your Google or whatever it is you find it. I say toy challenge, 36 hours staying awake, Santa Tracker, sponsorship for that, and just the general weather stuff. Go and take a look, it's definitely worth it. Thank you very much, and I'll talk to you again soon. We're going to take a break now, and the other side of it, a bit of Carrie Underwood. www.vexisradio.com